Welcome back.
Welcome back. Episode 2 of 2024.
The episode 2, girl. We're on like episode 5, but that obviously wasn't registering.
Of this year. Of the new year.
How are you? Are you staying warm?
I am desperately trying to. We just had an issue with our heating that got fixed yesterday. So I am warmer today than I was yesterday, but trying. It's freezing in Texas or in Dallas.
You know what's really funny is that everyone always imagines Texas to be like, Dallas to be very like hot all the time. And I'm like, y'all, every February, there's like a snow or ice storm. But it's like we forget. And being away for like 8 years, like you'd think I'd be used to the cold by now. I am not.
And you should be, because I was in Mexico in the hot heat, but you were in D.C. So you are used to colder weather than we are in Texas.
Yes and no. I feel like, yeah, maybe it's a little bit more common in D.C., but it's like, I would say D.C. and Dallas have some similar temperaments in terms of like the extreme hots or like the humidity or the cold or, you know, weather fluctuations.
Huh. Also, the thing with Dallas is the fact that we get 4 seasons in a day sometimes, that it's really hard to dress appropriately. Like, I mean, when you're like, you're taking off layers and adding on layers, so that really messes with like your body's, I think, regulation system. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but I think that's why.
No, for sure. I feel like I'm always like, I knock on wood, I haven't been sick, but I feel like I'm getting something because of the freaking weather changes.
Yeah, but it's getting better. It's like hitting 50s next week. And I think that Arctic storm that we had is going away now. So
Knock on wood. Thank the Lord. What do you have on your mind today?
I think we should continue like kind of powerball off the last episode or last pod. And like, you know, let's talk about how being productive and present, mindful, organized, how these, you know, qualities can affect our mental health or just, you know, help us or hurt us, and kind of roll, you know, go off of that. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's actually a great way to continue the start of a new year. And I know a lot of people set goals, or as you like to do, manifestations. And like for 2024, we're in the second week of Jan, and I feel like that's a good place to start. So right off the bat, yes. Do you feel like you've been practicing being present and intentional this year?
Absolutely not. It's negative. I'm not going to lie. Please. Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely out of like productive, present, mindful, organized. I'm definitely very organized. That has never changed. So that hasn't gotten better. But I do think I'm pretty productive, always have been, because I'm very organized with like, you know, the events in my calendar and being very, you know, cognizant of all that. But no, the being present and mindful, I will say, I do think I am definitely more present than I have been in the past, but I don't know about mindfulness.
What is mindfulness? Like, what's the difference between being mindful and being present?
Girl, your guess is as good as mine. I'm just kidding. What is it? What is it to you? What do you, how would you define mindfulness?
I think with mindfulness, it's about just like that, almost like that feeling of like you're taking things into account, like it's not just like one-sided. You're kind of taking somebody else's opinions or somebody else's like situation in your mind while you're making a decision or when you're having a conversation. It's kind of like that, like courtesy, you know, like being aware, maybe that's a better way to put it. Like you're aware of what's going on around you. And so I think you're being like, that's what mindfulness like can be in a definition, I think. But I also think like being like practicing mindfulness is like practicing maybe peace and not letting like things like blur your judgment or, you know, maybe really honoring what you think versus what the influence of other people or other situations have on you. And I think being present is like being in the moment. And that's really cliche to say, but just like really being in the moment and not letting your mind wander into like 100 different things. So I don't know about you, but for me, like there's something always on my mind. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but I'm like constantly thinking about like, okay, I have to do this on my like to-do list, or I have to do this for my company, or I have to do this for like myself. So they
really absolutely
silencing those thoughts and like being present and enjoying like, that moment you're in.
I do a lot of that same thing. I feel like I'm pulling up my calendar 80 times a day, even though I know like today, like I had this something at 8:30 in the morning. Then I had something at 9:30 in the morning. And right now, you know, we had this at 12, and I already know that like at 2 o'clock I have to do this, and at 4 o'clock I have to do this. And it's just like, even though I know my day ahead of time, I'm so unable to be focused on the present. That like I just came from a brunch, for example. Like I had a breakfast at my neighbor's house, and it like more than enough time, 9:30, 11:30, I gave myself enough time because we had this at noon and we're recording it. But still, like the entire time, like I'm talking and I'm engaging in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, okay, well, like what am I gonna talk about? Do I have enough research and stuff prepped ahead of time? And is my computer charged? And are my AirPods charged? And like literally right now, my AirPods are not charged and my right one just gave up and I only have my left one in right now. So it's like, I have so many things on my mind that I'm trying to like, I can't be present because of that, because my mind is in 100 different places at once. And I just wish it wasn't that way.
Well, how do you think you can practice being present? Like, what is something that you've tried, or have you tried anything?
Well, I definitely think being present, I have done a really good job of being that way since I got back from, like, we just got back on the 6th from our trip, our winter trip in Mexico. We went back home to Mexico for a couple of weeks, and I couldn't come back. My husband is working, so he couldn't come back with us. And my nanny that was with us since July of last year, she couldn't come back because her visa expired. And so she has to stay in Mexico until her visa appointment, which is this summer. So like I currently have no housekeeper and no nanny, which for the last 9 years of my life, I've had a live-in housekeeper and nanny. So it's like I haven't had any good trustworthy help since I got back on the 6th. And for a good few days, like I do have this new nanny, but she only comes in for like 4 hours a day. And like I have learned with this, like that could have really set me back, and it did. And I cried a lot, and it really upset me not having this, you know, resource to depend on, because it is a big resource. The fact that my husband's not here with me right now, those were my resources. I don't have a husband who can go help me with carpool and can go, you know, watch the kids while I take a shower and do all these things that, you know, he would be able to do if he was with me, but he's not here, and neither is a nanny. So it's just me and my kids 99% of the time since I got back. And so that's not normal for me. And so I have learned to force myself to be present in these last, you know, 2.5 weeks with my kids, because I'm not freaking out about the house being dirty. Like I'm not freaking out about this. Like I'm present with my kids because I'm like, you know what? Like they don't have anyone else to play with. It's just me. It's just me in the house with them. So I have to be present and play with them. And, you know, I've seen a change in my mindset in the last few days of me forcing myself to be more present with them, because I don't have the luxury of having a team of people around me that can, you know, help me out with life. So it's like, I have been more present out of necessity, I will say, the last couple of weeks, but I hope that continues once I do get a nanny. I don't know.
Well, I think that's just about being like intentional afterwards. And like, I think once you can notice the difference in maybe like anxiety or like your overall like worry, with you being more present now, like then you're more likely to replicate that when you do have help. Like you're going to want to continue being present.
Yeah. Because it's good for the kids. I've noticed, like, it's so funny how kids are so resilient and so strong. And I feel like you notice a change in the behavior much faster than you would see in an adult. And I have noticed a change in my kids already in such a short span of time because they realize mom is all alone. It's just mom in the house and them with them, nobody else. And so they're not like they're helping me with the dishes and they're helping me with things. And I'm playing with them. I'm not yelling at them as much. And I'm not, you know, getting angry as much. And it's like, okay, so what? Laundry's been sitting on our sofa for 4 days. It doesn't matter. Whereas before that kind of stuff would matter. And so they are like, I think we're all as a team working together to like just focus on the more important stuff, which brings in the mindfulness and present into play, because it's like, you know what, the house will be dirty no matter what I do, no matter how much I clean, but I need to be present for the kids right now. Like they need me to play with them right now. And that's more important than the other stuff that I would have normally occupied my time with.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny that you mentioned that the kids are resilient. They're like, kids are so aware. And I think we don't give them enough credit. They're so intuitive, which I think it's great that you're able to kind of like show your kids that just because like something isn't, you're not able to have the help that you are used to, that doesn't mean like life stops and like life doesn't go on. Right. So like you're showing your kids to like adapt and be resilient in those moments. And I know it's like a lot different than like maybe like the norm household or like, you know, other people, like they don't necessarily have the help, but for your situation, that's definitely like a big change. And I don't think that people can understand that, you know, there are different situations that people have. And I think like in your situation, not having the help is like a huge impact on like your day-to-day life.
Yeah. It is. It's like the other day you messaged me and you were like, hey, I'm out with this person. Like we're out, you know, having rest the food at this place. And I was like it was like 6 o'clock and I was so sad that I couldn't come to you because I didn't have a nanny and I had taken that for granted. I was able to be like, you know what? And, you know, can you just work a few more extra hours? I'm going out to dinner and I'll be back. And it was all good. And I took that for granted all these years. And it's, I was just like, oh my God. And I've missed so many dinners and so many things these last few weeks because it's like, I don't have anybody to watch my kids. And yeah, I could always go to my sisters or my mom, but I don't have one. I have three and they all have really, really drastic needs, different needs because of their ages. And it's like, I can't throw three kids onto someone at the last moment and expect them, you know, to be able to be fine with it. It's not, that's not fair to them either. But no, I was like, oh,
it's
well.
Different. It's definitely different, especially because like your husband, like, he's not around, right? So
yeah,
I think a lot of families have like that extra help like built in, but you don't. So your extra help built in was like having a nanny or was having a housekeeper. So
yeah,
and yeah, I mean, I think like, you know, it's one of those things where you have to like plan ahead, and unfortunately, I think like that's just the hardest part, right? For you right now is like you don't know what's going to come up with like your kids, or like we're in that season. Yeah. Everyone gets sick and we had a snow day earlier this week, like, so
yeah, that it's was
unpredictable.
Yeah.
But I think like, you know, back on like being present and stuff, do you notice that like you're able to, I don't know, feel more enjoyment or feel more like of the silver lining attitude?
I really do. I was just talking to Yusuf, my husband, about this a few days ago, and we were talking about it. He's like, he's working so hard to get me, like he's calling everybody and be like, okay, I found this person who has this housekeeper, she can come for these hours a day. And I told him, I was like, you know what, like it's been just me and the kids. It had been like 3 days of having no housekeeper and nanny in the house because it was like because of the snow day, they couldn't come to work. And so I was like, these 72 hours, like the house is a disaster. There are dishes. I've done dishes 3 times. Like I was like, this house is like, I have laundry, I have this, I have that, but I'm so happy right now. Like it's just me and my three babies and we're just chilling and there's nowhere to go and nothing to do. And it's just, we have a lot of screen time going on, but you know, it's like, it was just really peaceful in my house these last few days. And I was telling you, I was like, I don't know if it's because I've just kind of let my OCD go away and I've decided to be more cognizant of what's actually important and be mindful in that sense of like, is playtime more important or are dirty dishes more important? Like, I need to go play. I need to go do a workbook with my kid. I need to go read with my kid. I need to go, you know, do this with Ayan and whatnot. And so I was like, I don't know if it's that or it's because like God is just being really kind on me right now and not making my kids as annoying as they usually are. But I was really happy for a few days, like not having anybody coming in the house and doing nothing. It's just me and my three kids just, you know, making the best of this unique situation. And I was present. I was mindful. I was not as, you know, upset about the other things that I would get upset about. And it was really nice. I was very, very happy. I was like, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was.
Which is so important. I think, again, like that's like riding that high, if you will, is like what's going to help you practice being present, continue to practice being present, even when you have like the help again, or when things don't feel as hard. And I think like, you're right. We were locked in the house pretty much all weekend. And I think this was like the first time, like literally me and my dad and my mom sat there and like, we just had like movie day. I feel like we just watched whatever my dad wanted to watch, but do you know, which I don't mind it. Like I enjoy them too. But we just sat there and like watched movies all day long and just like, we weren't necessarily like talking about a lot of things that like, we were talking here and there, but like, it was just like that. Those are the quality time that like, I like, you'll never get that time again. And so I think being present in those moments was really important. And I tried to like put my phone away and like, just like really enjoy the moment with my parents. Cause I feel like, you know, we all get so busy and like, even though like I'm at home right now, like I don't necessarily hang out with them all the time. Right. Like you know, me and my dad have like breakfast tea together because I'll go work out, make tea for both of us, and like we'll engage that way. But like that's like 5 seconds before he goes back on his calls.
Mm-hmm. But those 5 seconds are like so, like that's a moment of connection between you and your dad.
Yeah. And I mean, like the other night, my mom was at my sister's place because her husband was traveling. And so she's pregnant with her third. And so my mom was just like helping out with the other two. And she spent the night and it was just me and my dad. And like, literally, like, we like functioned. Because me and my dad are very similar. We're, I would say like we're people of few words. Like, obviously we can talk when we want to talk. But like, sometimes it's like, we're both so silent. Like, I made dinner for us and we sat there, we watched like Shark Tank together. And then he was like, all right, let's read books now. And I was like, cool.
How cute. Oh my God.
Reading hour. Then I went upstairs and like, he just like watched his, like, I don't know. He's on this whole Star Trek marathon thing. Like him and his brother, like are obsessed with Star Trek. And I can't get into it unless it's a Chris Pine one. Cause you know, Chris Pine is kind of fine.
Mm-hmm. That he is. Yes.
But just being present, I think that was like really important for me, is just really enjoying those moments that I lost for 8 years. And then also like parents are aging. It's hard. Yeah. It's, like I want to just make sure like I'm spending as much time as I can with them like right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Cause there's no guarantee of tomorrow for any of us.
Oh no, not at all. And like, I think like the New Year's kind of started a little bit rough with like, you know, just hearing different news from like loved ones. And I think that just kind of like spiraled me into like wanting to be more intentional and wanting to be more present in my home, because like time is precious. And I wouldn't say I wasted a lot of time, but I would say like I would have spent my time differently if I had the opportunity.
Yeah. People hear that all the time. Like I read all these, you know, poems, and I have all these moms telling me, like, you know, always since the beginning of time that, you know, the kids are small only once, and there's going to be a moment where you've picked your child up for the last time. There's going to be a moment where you've driven them for the last time. There's going to be a moment, like all these things, all these moments do have an expiration date. And if we don't, it's so much easier said than done, because life is hard and we're all trying to survive, but these moments do end, and there is a last moment for everything. And there is a last interaction between a person for everybody. So we really have to, like, I think for the sake of our own mental health afterwards, of no guilt and no regrets, like you have to sit there and like, I try really hard to, when my kids are talking to me, even if I'm so busy, I try to put my phone down, and it doesn't happen all the time. But when they're showing me some stupid YouTube video or some really, you know, ridiculous thing on their phones or something, I try to put my phone down so I can really be present for what they want to show me, because that's so important to like be there for somebody when they need you to be and not just when it's convenient for you.
Oh, absolutely. Like, you have to carve out time for people, especially people that you love and care about. And it's, I think it goes down to respect, to be honest. Like, you're being respectful of somebody's time. Like,
yeah,
even like I've been practicing that too. Like, when I'm with people, like, I try to put the phone away or like put my phone upside down so I'm not really distracted, and I'll have my watch on like do not disturb. Like yesterday I was with one of my good friends, and we were just catching up and getting dinner, and then I had got a phone call from somebody I'd been waiting to get a phone call from, but then like I really just turned my phone around and I was like, you know what, like, they can wait, like, it's not a big deal, like, they can wait, I'll call them back later, and if they're not free, then, you know, that's not my problem.
It better not have been me, Priya. did you scream? I'm just kidding,
girl. I talked to you on the way to my dinner, so
yeah, true.
I carved out time for you, don't worry, especially because we haven't really talked. I feel like this, the start of this year has been like really, really busy, but if you ask me what I've been doing, I can't tell you.
Yeah, true, it's really true, because we're, oh my god, I hate that.
Yeah,
I really hate that. Yeah.
It's, I mean, it's definitely like going by really fast. And I think life goes by really fast if you don't slow down. And this is from Ferris Bueller. If you don't slow down and like look around you, like, you're going to miss it.
You're going to miss it. It's a corny source of, you know, inspiration, but still inspirational. It's a very relevant and true quote. It's true. Life goes by really fast, and it doesn't take too, it's not so hard for you to open up a source of media and see how hard someone else has it. So it's like, it's really hard to do, but being mindful and present is something that I think is very important.
Oh, absolutely. And so I think that's like the theme of, I guess, January, is like being mindful and being present. And
yeah,
like, as a professional, like, I think I tell my clients a lot, like, a one way to practice being present is like unplugging. And so if you're with somebody, yeah, like, put your phone away, like, whoever's texting you or calling you can wait. You know, if you feel like you're not in the right space to be around people, it's okay to take a break and say, hey, like, I'm not able to make it today, because you're being mindful of the energy you're bringing to the table, as well as like the energy you have to like take. And absolutely. So like it doesn't necessarily have to be like you're around people all the time to be present or mindful. Like, you can practice it being by yourself and just like sitting in silence and feeling your feelings. And like, I was jokingly telling some of my friends the other day, like, I love it when people cry, because it means that their emotions, and emotions are healthy. And like, I think it threw people off when I said that, because I was saying it in a very jokingly way, but I actually mean like, emotions are real, and you don't feel those emotions unless you like sit there and like are mindful about like, how are you really feeling? What's really going on? What do you need?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. It's a very powerful thing to be vulnerable in front of someone. And if they're someone's crying, it's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, even being by yourself, I feel like it's okay to cry. It's okay. Yeah. It's okay to scream, yell, obviously all within reason. But like, I would say like being mindful of what you're feeling is really, really important.
I agree with that.
So as we kind of wrap up, what is one takeaway you have from our conversation today?
To give yourself more grace and to be more patient. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day. It takes a lot of time to break our unhealthy habits and to, you know, just try to figure out what it is that might make you happier. If you're not happy in, you know, your current life right now, like, what is a little change you can do? And just try to like, and give yourself time to get, you know, accustomed to that change, and give an honest effort, and, you know, things do work out for the best eventually.
And so I think that's like, that's such a true thing to say, is like, things, they always work out. It may not be what you imagined it to be, but it happens exactly the way it should.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'm excited to see how you continue to give yourself grace over the next couple of months.
Well, as am I with you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely, I think my takeaway from today's conversation is I need to slow down. Like I was telling somebody, I was on like a group FaceTime the other day, and I was telling them like, oh, like I'm free on Thursday or Wednesday. And then my friend was like, no, you're not. You made dinner plans. And I was like, oh shit, I made dinner plans. Like I overextend myself because like I want to be so intentional and I want to like invest in all these relationships that I've like worked really hard to foster last year.
Yeah.
Like I have to put everything in my calendar. If it's not in my calendar, then I'm like, okay, like it's like out of sight, out of mind. And so
absolutely. Yeah.
Slowing down and giving myself grace. Like if I don't feel good, I'm going to say that. Or if I need something, I'm going to say it. So I'm going to slow down and just, I guess, practice the grace of like my needs.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. So we'll stay tuned, kids. We'll stay tuned.
Yes. Stay tuned. Hopefully you guys stick around and we'll chat next week.
All right. Take care, y'all.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.